From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs sorted with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. Para Games Organizing Committee holds briefing for 1,300 volunteers. Brin seeks to advance biodiversity research using cryo-EM. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. The Indonesian Asian Para Games Organizing Committee in SPAC on Thursday held a briefing for 1,300 volunteers selected for the 11th Asian Para Games, which will take place from July 30 to August 6, 2022. Volunteers will have an important role in making the international sport event a success, Deputy Head of INASPAC for Tournament Administration Bayu Rahadian said on Thursday. During the briefing, volunteers were provided information on general matters regarding the manifestation of the theme of the event. 11 countries are scheduled to participate in the event. The participants will contest 14 sports branch. The National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, will seek to further biodiversity research on a molecular level by utilizing an advanced microscopy technique called cryo-electron microscopy or cryo-EM, BRIN's head Laksana Trihandoko has said on Thursday. To improve researchers' capacity for utilizing cryo-EM, BRIN will involve several experts from the Netherlands. Cryo-EM technology can be utilized for research and innovation in structural biology, vaccine development, health, and biodiversity. The last national news comes from the National Cyber and Encryption Agency, BSSN, signed a cooperation agreement with the Korea Internet Security Agency, KISA, of South Korea as part of the efforts to improve Indonesia's cyberspace security. BSSN head Hinsa Siburian said, after signing the agreement with KISA at the Cryptographic Museum on Thursday, South Korea was chosen for the cooperation because based on the cyberspace security ranking, the country is placed number one in Asia and number four in the world. Through the collaboration with KISA, it would be possible to transfer knowledge and update cyberspace security knowledge. Let's move on to the international news. The fast heat wave covering swath of Europe moved steadily eastwards on Thursday, forcing countries including Italy, Poland, and Slovenia to issue their highest heat wave alerts as firefighters battled wildfires across the continent. Since the temperatures in southern Europe began to soar earlier this month, the heat wave has caused hundreds of deaths and sparked wildfires that have burned tens of thousands of hectares of land in countries including Spain, Portugal and France. The extreme heat wave is part of a global pattern of rising temperatures, widely attributed by scientists and climatologists to climate change caused by human activity. It is forecast to dump soaring heat on much of China into late August. Asian stock markets were on course for their best week in months, and the dollar held off recent records high after the European Central Bank ECB raised rates for the first time in more than a decade, and bets on the signs of U.S. rate hikes eased. Japan's Nikkei rose 0.24% on Friday and was on course to make gains for a seventh successive day. It's likely to be the index's best week since March. South Korea and the United States will resume long-suspended live field training during their joint military drills, Seoul's defense ministry said on Friday, as they work to curb North Korea's evolving nuclear and missiles programs. The allies are set to kick off their annual summertime exercise next month after South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, who took office in May, vowed to normalize joint drills and boost deterrence against the North. The last news comes from two New Zealand naval ships are headed to the Pacific Island next week on a three-month deployment to provide maritime security and other support for Pacific Island partners. Minister of Defense Pini Henare, in a statement, said on Friday, the HMNZS Wellington, an offshore patrol vessel, and the HMNZS Manawanui, a dive and hydrographic ship, will deploy to the region along with the P-3 Orion surveillance plane to patrol and deter illegal fishing and look for unexploded ordnance from earlier wars, among other duties. Listen, and next we present to you a commentary on Wickremesinghe sworn in as a president amid Sri Lanka's protesters' anger.
Today's commentary is on Wickremesinghe sworn in as president amid Sri Lankan's protesters' anger. Sri Lanka's parliament elected Ranil Wickremesinghe as president on Wednesday on July the 20th. He was sworn in on Thursday, replacing Gotabaya Rajapaksa. Previously, Ranil Wickremesinghe had been the country's sixth-time prime minister. He even served as acting president of Sri Lanka when Gotabaya Rajapaksa fled to the Maldives and Singapore on Wednesday last week. He took the oath of office before presiding Judge Jayanta Jayasuriya in the heavily fortified parliament complex. In the vote count, Ranil Wickremesinghe received 134 votes, while his main rival, Dulas Alahapperuma, received 82 votes. Sri Lanka's third presidential candidate, Anura Kumara Dissanayake, only bagged 3 votes from his own party. Ranil Wickremesinghe's victory in parliament came thanks to the support of many in the main Sri Lankan Podujana Peramuna party, which is dominated by the Rajapaksa's family. Wickremesinghe will complete Gotabaya Rajapaksa's term, which ends in 2024. Wickremesinghe was chosen amid anger from protesters who have demanded he leave his post as prime minister for weeks. Quoted from Al Jazeera, the election of Ranil Wickremesinghe as president of Sri Lanka is expected to trigger more protests in the crisis-hit country. Earlier this month, protesters torched Wickremesinghe's private residence and seized control of the presidential palace in a bid to topple the government and end the chaos that has plagued Sri Lanka since March. The protesters appear to have scored a victory when Rajapaksa fled and Wickremesinghe, then prime minister, vowed to step down to pave the way for a unity government. However, the reality was reversed. In the parliamentary elections, Wickremesinghe managed to garner more votes far ahead of his rivals. The election of Wickremesinghe is likely to spark another wave of protests, as many protesters see him as a figure closely associated with the Rajapaksa regime. Well, that was commentary.
Well, listen to the program commentary and the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world, I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
I'll start today in history with July the 22nd, 1917, the birth of Adam Malik. Adam Malik Batubara was born in Pematang Siantar, North Sumatra, on July the 22nd, 1917. He was later known as a figure who had occupied several important positions in the Indonesian government led by Sukarno and Suharto. Throughout his life, Adam Malik was the third deputy chairman of the Central Indonesian National Committee in 1945-1950, Minister of Trade in 1963 until 1964, Minister of Foreign Affairs in 1966, Chairman of the House of Representatives in 1977, and Vice President in 1978 until 1983. Turning now to July the 22nd, 1963, Sarawak gains independence from Britain. Sarawak is one of the states of Malaysia which has different administrative, immigration, and judicial autonomy from the states in Peninsula Malaysia. Sarawak is located in the northwest of Borneo and is bordered by Sabah to the northeast, Kalimantan, the Indonesian part of Borneo to the south, and crosses Brunei Darussalam. The capital city is Kuching, which is the economic center of the state and seat of the government of the state of Sarawak. It gained full independence from Britain on July the 22nd, 1963. 2 months later, Sarawak joined the Federation of Malaysia. I'll end today in history with July the 22nd, 2014. Joko Widodo Yusuf Kala pair was determined the winner of the presidential election. The General Election Commission determined Joko Widodo Yusuf Kala as the winner as the presidential and vice presidential elections on July the 22nd, 2014. Based on the vote count collected in 33 provinces, Jokowi or Joko Widodo Kala received 53.15% or over 70 million votes. Their competitor, Prabowo Subianto Hatta Rajasa, won 46.85%. The determination is made after the commission has completed the counting process for all provinces. Well, that was today in history.
Tak pernah.
BOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of BOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Iwak Pakasam. There are Kubah Basirih Tourism Village and Batu Hapu Caves that you have to visit when you travel to South Kalimantan Province. For culinary tourism, South Kalimantan has various special culinary delights such as Juhu Umbit Sawi, Ketupat Kandangan, Iwak Pakasam, Doto Banjar, and typical Bingka of Kalimantan. Today, we would like to introduce one of its specialties, namely Iwak Pakasam, a traditional processed food made from river fish. Listener, Iwak Pakasam, or often called Iwak Samu, is actually one of the fish preservation techniques made by the people of Banjar. The dish with unique technique can be consumed for a long time. The process of making Iwak Pakasam is very simple, in which the cleaned river fish is then sprinkled with salt evenly. After several times, the fish meat is washed again and sprinkled with glutinous rice that has been fried and pounded. The type of rice and the level of ripeness of the fried rice will determine the level of delicacy of Iwak Pakasam. So, Iwak Pakasam has already finished and it is ready to be fried, made into a delicious side dish. Usually, the fish is fried with sliced onion, green chilies, and tomatoes. This Kalimantan's typical food will produce a savory taste, because the making process is preserved and the processed Kalimantan Pakasam fish can be stored for a long time. Listener, iwak pakasam is widely sold in traditional markets in the region of South Kalimantan. However, the production of this famous river fish processed food comes from Hulu Sungai Tengah Regency. Generally, the river fish that are usually made from pakasam fish are the types of sepat, sepat siam, and papuyu. The price of pakasam fish itself depends on the season. During the dry season, the catch of river fish is abundant, so that the price of pakasam fish is cheaper than during the rainy season. The average price of sepat type per kilogram in traditional markets is about 35,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kau datang tiba-tiba memberikan segalanya. Kau adalah seorang pria seperti yang selama ini kudamba. Namun entah mengapa kau tak mampu munculkan rasa hingga hati ini bicara. Tolong pergi jauh dariku, hadirmu buatku terganggu. Salah caramu sadar kau bukan untukku. Ciao.
are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Miscellany for today, highlight World Best Cities 2022, Indonesia, in the Big Five. Listeners, Travel Plus Leisure released the list of World Best Cities. The list was based on the leader survey. Travel Plus Leisure asked the readers to share their travel experience across the globe and to rate the cities they visited. There are some indicators, namely landmarks, culture, culinary, people's front lines, and others. This time, Oaxaca, Mexico, was on the top of the list. Oaxaca replaced San Miguel de Allende, which ranked second. Some other cities were also falling in the list. Wadapur, India, fell from being second into the 10th. Kyoto, Japan, ranked 14th from 5th in the previous years. Meanwhile, ranking 3rd was Ubud, Bali. The green rice fields and trees, as well as its ecosystems, join into the heartbeat of human life, full of art in Ubud Gianyar Regency, Bali. Ubud is the right escape from the city's hustle-bustle. Besides visiting art galleries or performances, tourists can enjoy the tranquility of nature. Tourists can also visit the monkey forest to enjoy the protected forest and thousands of monkeys. There is also the Champuhan Ride Walk, a 1.5 meter wide footpath on the hills. That's Miss Seleni.
Tak mungkin menyembuhkan luka jiwa. karena dirimu pergi selamanya. Dulu pernah ada cerita antara kamu dan aku, hangatnya senyummu memeluk diriku.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Riau entitled Kampar Maimbau. The song Kampar Maimbau narrates about the natural beauty of Kampar Riau, which is always missed even though the people have gone abroad and the culture is still well preserved. Here is Abik featuring De La Rosa, Giring Riau Rhythm and Suang Project with the regional song from Riau entitled Kampar Maimbau.
Gatoi Kami menangi toga
Voice of Indonesia.
Eva turn over. It's because I love you, and I will never shut up if anyone hurt you. It's because I love you, baby. My eyes is so for you, only you, my girl. If I turn over to you and start singing just for you, it's because I.
Jaga hatiku, ingatkah semua kata yang kau ucap dulu. Kau berjanji untuk setia. Kini ku tanya kemana janji itu kau buat. Pernah sakit tapi tak pernah sesakit ini. Karena pernah cinta tapi tak pernah sedalam ini. Aku ingin semua cintamu hanya untukku. Memang ku tak rela kau bagi untuk hati yang lain. Kau bagi cintamu kemana janji itu kau buat. Kau buatku menangis tanpa
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.